Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Freems, I just had an idea.
Yeah?
You know how we're on the All-Star break? So the All-Star game is Sunday night. We'll come in Monday and do the show because, you know, we want to talk about the All-Star game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who's got off for President's Day or who does or whatever.
Oh, that's Monday already. Okay.
Yeah. We'll be here. We'll be live. We'll be here. Talk about the All-Star game. Tuesday and Wednesday, there's no Bucks games, really. And people are craving Bucks content so much, and I think we've done a good job delivering that. So maybe Tuesday and Wednesday, you and I don't come in, and we just, like, play our best of Bucks talk that we've had since October. We can replay Marcus Johnson and John Horst and Jim Paschke and some good segments we had with listeners. I think we just do that, and then we'll take Tuesday and Wednesday off.
Nobody will know.
Nobody will know.
Because we'll just stuff, like the stuff we've said in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll just play in the 9 o'clock hour because it's a different audience.
Yeah, so nobody will know.
I mean, some guys do listen all day, but, you know, the audience turns over in the morning. People are out and about and, you know, getting in and out of their cars and getting gas and going to work. And,
yeah,
know, wife and husband are, you know, bickering back and forth along the way.
Sure, and I think that we do a good job production-wise of when we're not here live, we make it seem that we are here live so people can't actually tell as we broadcast to you on this beautiful 78-degree July day. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins, 414-799-1250. We are chatting Bucks with you guys. Big win last night, so they're 43-14. Team is on a 61-win pace. They've got a winning record already before the All-Star break. And really, it's just superlative after superlative. They have not lost back-to-back yet.
Mm-hmm.
They have not lost to a team they've lost to when they've played them a second time. They're calling those revenge games. They're 9-0 in those. 799-1250. I think what we're looking for you in this particular segment is, yes, they are the number one team in the East right now, and I think they're going to go to the finals. The national pundits, I'm not sure everyone's there yet. Chris Bosch, good for him, yesterday on TV, said he thinks Giannis should be the MVP. Like to see that. But you're still seeing, yeah, the Bucks, but the Raptors. Yeah, the Bucks, but the Sixers. Yeah, the Bucks, but the Celtics. So for you, if you're not there, if you are there, tell us why. But if you're not there, tell us what this team needs to do in the regular season to convince you they are the number one seed going into the playoffs, and that they're the Eastern Conference favorites, and they're not just going to flame out against Kyrie, you know, when he's nailing shots in the fourth quarter.
Okay, but if they lost to Philadelphia or Boston or even that Indiana team or Toronto, those teams, it is so top-heavy in the Eastern Conference, Bart. Philadelphia's got the 5 seed right now, the 5 seed, and they're 37-21. They're 6.5 games behind the Bucks, but at 37-21, there might be years where that would be good enough for the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. But all these top five teams, they're so good, and they all have their strengths and weaknesses, but there's not a slouch. It's not like the Bucks are running away with the Eastern Conference. They got a one-game lead on Toronto. So it would not surprise me, Bart, if, yeah, any one of these five teams gave them a tough series or any of these other four teams gave them a tough series in the playoffs, or even upended them. Man, Philadelphia is really good, okay? Now, they had a tough game against Boston the other night, and Embiid, you know, ripped on the officials. They didn't play hard and all that. Boston, really good. Pacers, man, that's a team that's not going to go down without a fight. And we know how good Toronto is. So I don't think it's a given. We just can't. It's going to take a lot of work to get to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I know. The Hornets are 27 and 29, but they've matched up well against the Bucks. All right, so the Bucks had to go small one night to beat them and try to figure out different ways to beat these teams. I mean, the Hornets could take the Bucks 6 or 7.
Sure.
The Nets could take the Bucks 6 or 7. But yeah. Do I see a team beating the Bucks 4 out of 7 times? I don't. Right now, I don't. The Raptors could be that team. That's why I do think home court advantage is important here. The Pacers, I hate when they play in Indiana, but they got the win last night. The Celtics, I'm not there with the Celtics. The Sixers, the starting lineup is scary. But I think the Bucks are, they're a cut above everybody right now. And I think the standings are indicative of where these teams actually are in the East when you shake it out.
But again, the Bucks only have one game lead on Toronto. That's
well, Toronto, I think, is right there. They're the team I've been talking about all year, that if anybody's going to trip them up, it's going to be Toronto.
Yeah.
But I still, I mean.
But as good as the season has been for the Bucks, and you know, it's like guaranteed win night for the Bucks practically every night, unless Giannis is in the lineup. It's at 43-14, you would think at 43-14, the Bucks would be coasting away with the Eastern Conference number one seed.
Oh, sure.
I mean, with that record. But here they are. They got all these teams right on their heels. But, I mean, at this point, though, you got to get a 1 or 2 seed. With 25 games left in the season, you got to get a 1 or 2 seed.
You know what I think, though? I think that, let's fast forward, say the Bucks beat the Pistons or the Hornets or the Heat or the Nets or whoever. They're in the second round. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's gratuitous with how bad they've been for 2 decades, but let's say they're in the second round.
They better get at least to the second round.
Home court advantage. They play either the Sixers or the Celtics. I think they're going to be the underdog in that series if you look out in Vegas.
Would not surprise me.
I think we're at the point on a national level with the Sixers and the Celtics where the Bucks are going to be an underdog even with home court advantage. I would expect them to be an underdog yet because I think the Bucks, there's this article from Sports Illustrated I was looking at before we came back here that says the Bucks could just be another cautionary tale of a team that wins 60 games in the East and then flames out as the number one seed. A lot of people are trying to compare this Bucks team to the Budenholzer Hawks team that won 60 a few years ago, didn't get to the finals. And sure, the makeup of those teams, you can make comparisons, but there was nobody close to Giannis on that team. Giannis is the best player in the league right now. He's the MVP. So what Bud didn't have then that he has now is his philosophies, his schemes, his role players, but he's also got the MVP. So I think there's a lot of people that are cautiously watching the Bucks, and we'll see. We'll talk to Ben Golliver, Washington Post 9:30, to see if he's one of those guys. Good NBA writer. But I see that. I see that level of cautiousness. Not from most of you guys, but from the national scene.
Well, okay, like Philadelphia. Joel Embiid, fantastic player, okay? But what's the criticism of Embiid? He doesn't always play hard. He admitted the other night. He said he basically didn't do much for 3 quarters, didn't play hard for three quarters, and then, you know, kind of turned it on in the 4th quarter, okay? You never hear that from Giannis. Embiid, always complaining about officiating. Always. I thought he got off cheap with $25,000 the other night for his criticism of the officials. Not that I think that you should be fined, but by the NBA standards, Embiid getting fined only $25,000 for that, I thought that was on the light side. But
the referee sucked.
Yeah, right there. I mean, you put a swear word, that word? The Gary Ellerson word on there?
The referee sucked.
Yeah. Can't do that. I mean, Embiid's averaging 27 a game. I mean, 27 is 27, but still, the guy's amazing. He's a talented MVP caliber player. He's not like Giannis, but he's a great player in his own right. But that, you know, that team, that five is really good. You know, but they got their shortcomings. You know, Ben Simmons sometimes shoots them out of games. Tobias Harris, he's still trying to fit in there. You know, Jimmy Buckets is Jimmy Buckets. You know what you're going to get from him every night. But, you know, Philadelphia, if Philadelphia played the Bucks, that might be a pick'em series.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Martinez in Port Washington. What's up, Martinez?
What's up, man? I heard the question kind of wrong. Yeah, I'm already there. But if they could get better, that's what I would do. I'll make sure that Giannis continue to do what he do, go to the paint and kick it out when he gets too many people around him. Sometimes he'd go in and it'd be like four people. I'm like, if there's four people in the paint, that means, you know, there's a lot of people wide open. But and I think Middleton should stick to his big game and only shoot the three when he needs to when he's open, because he made his money. A lot of people forget Middleton was the guy back in the day. And that was from hitting his mid-range shots and, you know, his game-winning threes and stuff. So I think Bud is understanding that Middleton is trying to follow his plan, but he feels way more comfortable shooting mid-range, and that's where I think he should go and stop trying to dribble so much that he's not a point guard. And I think that also with the addition of Mirotić, I can't wait for next Thursday, with him, that's going to open up even more for Middleton and Lopez if they both on the floor together. I mean, it's just going to be beautiful. Giannis, go down. You got Mirotić, Lopez, Middleton, or Brogdon. All on the perimeter. I mean, when is the last time we had shooters like this with Giannis? So the best thing for them to do is continue doing what they're doing. Don't listen to the national media tomorrow. Well, Giannis needs to shoot. No. Giannis needs to do what he's doing. If he's wide open and we got the lead, shoot it. If we're down a couple points, you know, take it to the hole. That's what I'll say. I mean, once in a while, it's okay for him to shoot it if we're not winning, but he's trying to get his confidence up. But most of the time, who can stop him? Like he said, it takes like three or four people around him to stop him. Not one-on-one person can stop him.
And yeah.
We ain't seen this in a long time.
Man. Yeah. Mirotić is going to be such a big add because we'll see more of him and less of Ersan. I mean, God bless Ersan, but his better days are behind him. And I know he gave him a decent run last night of 22 minutes and the other night in the first quarter against the Bulls. But let's face it, Mirotić is an upgrade over Ilyasova as that guy coming off the bench. Watching the Bucks play, it's fascinating because, you know, you're so used to the old NBA play where the big guy like Brook Lopez goes down to the low block area, okay? But, you know, when the Bucks run their offensive set, here's Lopez outside the perimeter. It's just a different way of going about doing things because, I mean, the game has evolutionized that way, where the big guy for the Bucks, Lopez, is positioned outside the point, where in years gone by, that guy's, you know, big fellas underneath the basket.
The word is evolved.
Evolved. What'd I say?
Evolutionized.
Well, evolutioned. Game has evolutioned a little bit.
The word evolved is evolutionized.
Here's
to
my
evolutioned.
Problem. Here's my problem, Lopez.
Sorry.
Here's my problem with Lopez. Big fella, sometimes if it's not going in from the arc, stop it. Don't shoot.
Yeah.
And sometimes when he's taking step, I mean, yeah, it's one thing to shoot an open three, but the step back threes, man, I know he's got some confidence out there, but when Lopez tries to take his guy off the dribble or shoot a step back three, man, not too many of those have fallen for the big fella. Again, he's been a terrific addition to this team, but sometimes when he's out there launching those threes, it's like, oh, no, don't shoot that.
Dave is on the northwest side, 799-1250. What's up, Dave?
Did your screener talk to you and let you know that this is not a Bucks thing? This is on the last topic you were talking about?
Is this when I mentioned that Mike McGivern's show is coming up on Saturday?
Yes. Yes, I was an athletic director. You know that McGivern and I have known each other for over 40 years.
Who is this?
This is Dave on the northwest side.
How would I know that you know McGivern?
I don't know.
Bart does, or he should.
Okay, well,
I had a dinner with Dave and McGivern one time.
Okay, I don't know who the...
Okay.
So anyway, Mike called me up and asked if he could embed Sparky in our seating meeting.
For the Saturday morning show?
Yeah, and if you get a chance to do one of these, you should do it. There was a coach who had stolen two Division I players and was not in the conference with the majority of the coaches. And the week was hilarious because the coaches in the conference were calling each other to talk about how they're going to screw this guy. And sure enough, they screwed him. And Sparky was there. And Sparky goes, I didn't know that was going to happen. I said, yeah, it was going
to
happen.
Oh, I hate to hear that, too.
Well, you know, and the thing is, like I said, the coaches in the conference, and it was just a minor switch. And the thing is, all it had to do with was who was going to be the home team in the game that they played. And it really didn't matter because it was played on a neutral site anyway because both their gyms were too small. So, you know, anyway, one of the two guys played for one of the state high, state universities, one in the Big Ten and one in the Big 12. And the guy's driving home with his athletic director, who was my assistant for this whole thing, and he said, I can't believe that happened. And the AD looked at him. He says, are you that slow? I mean, if you don't believe me, you can ask Steve. This actually happened. I mean, the things that happen in those are so interesting, and the politics are just...
Maybe coaches shouldn't do them
there. Well, not only that, Dave, this happens in all conference meetings.
Oh, I know.
This happens at all conference meetings. Hey, this guy's going to vote for my player, and I'm going to vote for him. I've been on that end because I was a coach in Eau Claire, and the head coach there, he went to these all conference meetings, and he said, well, you know, I voted for his girl last year. I'm going to get his vote this year.
Oh, it's worse than that, Chuck. Yeah. I had two players that made the last tied for the last spot with another player for first team all conference. And the honor went to the other kid. My kids got honorable mention. They didn't even get second team. Now you figure that one out.
Yeah, no, I know it that happens all the time. Politics plays a big part in that. Not only that, in those seating meetings. That's why I said I'd like to be a fly in the wall in some of those things because it's not right. And sometimes the old boys network comes out too.
I knew this guy. He was just real quick. He was a really terrible goalkeeper, but his dad was the coach, and the coach was well-respected in the conference, so they threw the coach a bone and let his son be honorable mention with all-conference nominations.
Did that soccer player by chance become a radio guy?
He did. He did. His name was Bart Winkler.
Oh, okay.
And he went to high school in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
All right. So that's nice.
So
that's not right, though. Wouldn't you have rather felt that you earned that?
Hey, he had a couple good games that maybe.
Wouldn't you have felt that you earned it?
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it was real. 414-799-1250. If you aren't there yet, what do you need to see from the Bucks to make you believe they're a true contender? And we're not talking like, do you believe this team is good? We know they're good. Yeah. They're on a 60-win pace. We're talking about finals. We're talking about getting to the finals.
Let's get these calls going again.
We're talking about getting to the championship in June. Or in the back of your head, are you thinking, yeah, this is nice, but the Celtics are going to Kyrie us out of the playoffs, or the Sixers starting lineup is too tough, or the Raptors are too good, or they're going to blow it against the Pacers.
I don't want to see that team from last night. I don't want to see the Pacers.
414-799-1250, Chuck and Winkler on the fence. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart, that's Chuck. You can chime in, 799-1250. The Bucks are awesome, all right? And they're the number one seed. Have they convinced you yet that they're NBA Finals awesome? If not, what would you like to see them work on to get to that point in the second half? 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Got a tweet here that says, more stories about high school seating meetings. I'm checking it out. It looks like that is coming from a station who we are dominating in the ratings. So stations that are getting crushed by us would like us to talk more high school seating meetings. I think there's some ulterior motives there.
Say that again.
There's a tweet here that says, talk more about high school seating meetings. And it's from a station we are killing in the ratings.
Oh, okay.
As in, that is bad content.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say to that. I don't even pay attention to that, those guys. So, you know, as far as that team last night, Indiana, I'm watching them out of court, and I'm saying, man.
I'm also joking to make myself feel better that Dave's call sort of bombed.
Well, it was right in the middle of our Bucks talk.
He overpromised and underdelivered on his call. Sorry, Dave.
Anyway. Well, I mean, in what way?
The story was going nowhere.
Well, he was talking about, you know, the seating meetings. And seating meetings, that's, I mean, we talked a little bit last hour.
Tighten that up, edit that up. It's a good story. We'll take it, but edit that up next time. Sorry, buddy.
The Pacers last night.
Yeah.
That's a team that, man, they play well together. But, I mean, Budenholzer, you know, putting that big lineup out there and disrupting their guards, I thought was a huge move. You know, I don't think NBA coaching gets a lot of credit. You know, I think there's a feeling out there that in the NBA, yeah, these guys are out there, you know, a lot of freelance offense and there's not much to it. But, you know, there is.
It doesn't get a lot of credit from you.
No, not at all. But I'm giving Bud some credit last night.
Okay, good.
I am giving him some credit last night in a way. Although, when he took Giannis out with 3.5 minutes, but you know what he did there?
Well, defense.
Well, and then when he got the ball back, he was calling timeout, so he got Giannis a further rest.
Yeah,
he realized Giannis was tired, so he gave Giannis a rest on the defensive end.
It was him and someone else, right?
Well, I know it was Giannis for sure.
Yeah, they took two guys out real quick, put two guys back in, but essentially outside of like the last 20 seconds, the last 9:35 last night was Brogdon, Middleton, Giannis, Lopez, and Ersan, and you really haven't seen that ever. So they go a little bigger against the Pacers down the stretch. Bledsoe did not play the last 9:35.
But tell me, when Giannis goes out with 3.5 minutes to go, he's going to the sidelines. And isn't a part of you thinking, what the hell?
Well, you give Bud the benefit of the doubt, see if he comes back in, and he does.
If there was no timeouts called, if there would have been, you know, chaos basketball back and forth.
Yeah, well, that would have been a bad move.
No stoppers to play. Yes. But, you know, the Bucks got the ball back after a defensive possession, called timeout, and Giannis got a little further rest during that timeout, a sixth, and I believe it was a long timeout. It wasn't a short timeout.
799-1250. I'll simplify the question even further. Do you think the Bucks are going to the finals? 414-799-1250. Let's go to the north side, talk to Ram.
Or we could, you know, ask him if he goes to a bar that I thought was named after him called Ram Jets in Fadalac.
Oh, no. All right, Ram. Time to ram it. What's up?
You know what I'm talking about, player?
I know Ram Jets.
Y'all should let me pick my theme music.
Yeah, you got a theme now.
Hey, Ram.
Yeah, theme music. I'm going to ask Bart a question. No.
What?
He said, do I feel that the Bucks are making the finals? I'm going to say no.
Okay, why?
You know, my years of watching basketball, over 40 years, even watching playoff basketball, regular season to me is about playing for the seeding. Then you get to the second season where you got to beat a team four times. And last night's game, I almost said that was a good Bucks win. But remember, Victor Oladipo wasn't in that game. And as I can recall, I mean, they got Wes Matthews. He's trying to work into the chemistry. They was right there the whole game until, you know, he turned it up. And I just don't think they got the talent.
You know they won that game last night, right,
oh,
Ram?
Yeah. You know, the Pacers had won six in a row.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is they were right there. But what I'm saying is when you got to beat a team four times, you got to have guys that can get buckets in the playoffs in this half-court game. I don't see it. And the way they ride Giannis looked like he was playing hurt last night. And I think that's one of the reasons why they were resting him like that. And that was a smart move by Bud, you know, resting him like that. But talking about riding one player, who's going to be these other players that's going to step up? And, they played good defense. They were missing shots. But do you think they're going to miss the shots in the playoffs when you turn it up? These teams, and we talk about the other three teams. We're not talking about just the Pacers. You know, you talk about getting out the East. And I when I look at the Philly team, Bart, I see at least four guys that can get 30 points.
I think one thing that we're forgetting is Giannis has averaged 33 minutes a game this season. In the playoffs, he's going to play like 42.
Yeah, right. He's not coming off the court in some
of those
games.
You're going to have 9 more minutes of Giannis, 9 more minutes of him penetrating the lane, 9 more minutes of Lopez and Mirotic and Middleton and Brogdon and Bledsoe being open for three. You're going to have 9 more minutes of that every game.
Yeah, but let's say Boston. Who can Middleton stop on that team? So if Middleton gets 30, what's saying Tatum or Jaylen Brown or Rozier or Haywood don't get 30? And we talking about this one guy.
Yeah, I don't think Hayward is not the player he was a few years ago.
He's getting his legs back because, you know, he comes off an injury. He's
yeah. Bounce back I don't think he was the player he was before the injury.
I think he thinks he's still on the Jazz some nights.
Yeah, I mean, he was. I just don't think he's found it yet with Boston. I just don't think he has. And, you know, we haven't mentioned Middleton last night. Middleton was having one of those nights, but Mids hit the three, the corner three, to kick it from a 2 to a 5-point game down the stretch there because he was on a 4 or 15 night. And then he knocked home that corner three.
Ram, good call. Thanks for ramming it, as always. 799-1250.
Midsy.
Yeah, Middleton was having a tough night, and then he had a nice little stretch three. There yeah. late.
But you know, Mid came down on a fast break one time, and it was a 1-on-2. Okay, Giannis is going to take Giannis. Of course, Giannis is going to take it 1-on-3. He doesn't care. But Mids did the smart move because he knows his game. He pulled it out. He knows taking it to the rack and trying to slice through two guys ain't happening for Mids.
Well, he did it last night once, and I think if he had like 4 or 5 drives to the hole a game, we would look at him completely different.
But that's not his game.
But that's why people don't like him so much. That's why they want Bradley Beal, because he'll do that.
He's more of a slasher.
That's what we want in Middleton.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Middleton's a mid-range guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, that's, again, that's... That's part of it, though. I mean, if Mids was a better slasher, I think people would buy more into him. That would certainly complement his game.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We'll take more of your calls and have your Chili's MVB coming up as the Bucks beat the Pacers. 43 wins at the All-Star break, on pace for about 61. This team just exceeding expectations and then some, but playing like the best team in the league. Record-wise, that would tell you that. Don't forget Bart's Breakfast Bonanza, available at Perkins. 3 eggs, done however you like. 4 strips of bacon. Hash browns and 4 pancakes, all available as one meal, only for $6.99. That's at Perkins. Any Perkins throughout southeastern Wisconsin, you can get that deal. Good news, it's just $6.99. Bad news, it's only available for a limited time. Bad news, I don't know how long that limited time is for. Good news, it's through at least this weekend. So get to Perkins if you can. Remember, Saturday, kids eat free after 4 o'clock. But the Bart's Breakfast Bonanza, 3 eggs. You can throw another egg on there if you like. But 3 eggs, 4 pieces of bacon, 4 pancakes, and hash browns. That meal you'll get for $6.99. 414-799-1250. Are the Bucks going to the finals in your mind? If not, what do they need to work on to convince you in the second half? Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
The Fan.
Who stood out last night for the Bucks? Let's get the Chili's MVB from last night's Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Dial 799-1250, and you could win free food from Chili's. Chili's is back, baby. Back! This is Chuck and Winkler on the only station Bucks fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
So I'm not sure if you guys know, but after every Bucks game, we have a post-game show where we talk about the game that just happened. We've been doing it for about 13 years, even in the bad years. But we continue to do it, obviously, now. The Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show presented by Screamin' Sicilian Pizza. And on that show, they let you know who the Chili's MVB is. And then on this show, you tell us what they said. Brian... 799-1250 thinks he's got it. Brian, who was the Chili's MVB last night?
Hey, before I give it to you, I'd like to say everybody in Milwaukee County should feel so privileged to listen to this future Emmy Award-winning sports talk show for free. I paid to watch Lester of a show, so we should all be privileged to have such a great show. And boy, I tell you, really cut down on my drinking.
Oh, that's outstanding that we're affecting lives here and even drinking.
You've made going to work so much smooth. I will take a guess and say it was Giannis's monster triple double.
So wait, you used to pay for a show?
No, you know, to watch lesser of a show, whether it be on TV or going to the theater.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're free.
Yeah, I like it. Milwaukee County should be privileged. When you guys go syndicated, we all might be in trouble.
Well, we'd be the last ones probably.
I don't know about that.
We should be the first ones.
Hey, you guys got a buzz going on through town. You might not know it, but I get to the cantinas every so often, and, you know, I hear a lot of positive talk about the morning's Bucks. a sport talk show on WSSP.
Hey, you know what? I mean, I was out last night, ran into some of our listeners.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Brian, I'm really sorry. My headphones are kind of cutting in and out. Can you say everything you just said again and maybe add more compliments?
Because we're going to record it and send it to our boss.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just said I think everybody in Milwaukee County should be privileged to watch or listen to a future Emmy Award-winning sports talk show where listeners are spreading around the town like rapid fire. And I paid, honestly, to watch or listen or go to a lesser of a show.
Yeah, and I'd add our significant others are so lucky. Our significant others are so lucky to have us in their lives because of stuff like this. You can add that too.
I was at Admirals game Saturday, and your morning show came up at the Admirals game.
Wow. Again, my headphones are cutting out. Did I hear you say we are reinventing sports talk radio and reinventing the game? Did I hear that right?
You did, and I think, honestly, with all jokes aside, I think everybody should take advantage of the opportunity to listen to the show. It's relaxing, it's smooth, and when you guys go syndicate, we might all lose a good thing.
Well, no, we'll not lose anything, but, you know.
All good things come to
an end. One of us dies, that might be a problem.
You might have to go more national than local then.
No.
No way. No, our really roots are here.
Yeah, we're Milwaukee guys.
We're townies.
Yeah, we're we're counties and townies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Tom Parker, we all love your show.
Well, awesome.
Do you need his number? Do you want to call him?
No, we're going to send this to him.
Yeah.
As soon as we're done.
He should be privileged to have such a great morning show.
Oh, God. Stop. No, don't stop.
No, it's a great way to start the day as the sun is coming up.
The sun rarely comes up these days, but that's awesome to hear.
That's true.
All right. Somewhere in there you said Giannis was the MVP.
I forgot why I even called.
Let's ask Billy Schmidt, who was in on the postgame show last night. Was Giannis the MVP?
Boys, last night, Giannis took over 33, 19, and 11. He was your MVP in a Bucks 106-97 win as they close out the first half.
Brian, you've won free Chili's. Congratulations and thank you. 799-1250. Let's get to Andre on the north side. We're asking people, do you think right now the Bucks are going to the finals? If not, what do they need to do? And Andre, you have to follow that up. So compliment first, please.
Hi, Dre.
I don't know, man. I can't go there. Y'all good. Y'all straight. But
all right, we'll take that. We'll take that. We're all good.
I just want to make a quick point about the last caller, Rant. Not the caller before him, Ram.
Yeah.
He talked about Indiana. Last I checked, man, they're like a top three defensive team, right?
They are good.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give them some more credit, man. I mean, they're on a 6-game winning streak, and we beat them at home. So, with that being said, I'm going to skip to Middleton against the Celtics. Dude, he destroyed the Celtics in the playoffs.
He did.
I mean, he was incredible against the Celtics in the playoffs. I don't worry about that. The person I worry about is Al Horford.
Yeah, when he's on making threes, that's what bothers me.
Al was taking it to Embiid the other night, okay?
He seems to destroy the Bucks.
Yeah, like, he destroys a lot of people.
Yeah, and so that's the one guy, man, in that team that kind of just scares me a little bit. I don't worry about Toronto. I really don't worry about Philly because Tobias Harris can disappear once in a while, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Butler got the wrist, and then the chemistry-wise with that team, it's up and down. So I think the Bucks definitely can go to the finals for sure. I think they're the favorite to go to the finals, and that's all I got.
One guy that scares me.
Andre, are your friends buzzing about our show around town?
Yeah, man, we like the show, man. It's all good.
Okay. Bart, we don't need any more certification there. I think we're good.
Okay. All right. I think we're good. Andre. He's like, yeah, show's fine. Shut up.
I had to go to a
you know, you hear one caller
I know
gloss about you and you know think that's the norm and then you get a little heat check.
Then all I got to do is go back home, both of us, and we realize how bums we really are.
Yeah, I was just taking a heat check.
Just gotta walk in my door and
you gotta, you know.
Well, then that's that. I went to a place last night. A buddy of mine lives around Miller Park, and we went to watch the game last night, and you know, this is why I talk so much about the Q Club, and I'll get to them later, because they got the volume of the games on. A buddy of mine lived right down the street from this place by Miller Park. We went there real quick, and they did not have the volume of the game on. We asked them, hey, can you turn it on? No, they're playing the jukebox. And I'm like, okay. So we left, and we went back to his house.
Tell them to plug radio.com into that jukebox. Play one of our pods.
Yeah, yeah. So this was a sports bar right around Miller Park that did not have the volume. It had the game on TV.
So it was Kelly's.
No, there's a million. There's a million of them around there.
Okay.
And I wouldn't out them anyway if they were.
What's the one next to Kelly's? Yeah, does that always change?
The Mexican. Why would you out them, Bart? Why would you say that? No, it wasn't them.
If you're not playing the Bucks on volume, you're getting outed. Them.
No.
I ain't protecting nobody if they've got the jukebox on over the Bucks.
No. All right? Well, this place had the jukebox on, and the waitress told us, well, you know, they're going to play the jukebox, and then they were going to have something else going on. And
No. Like, you should be lining up to out those places.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to out those places. I'm not going to.
Speaking of Miller Park. I mean,
it's a nice place. I just wish they would turn the volume of the game on last night.
Well, why don't you shame them into doing it?
I'm not going to do that.
No. I'll do
I
it.
I shame enough people here.
Just tell me who it is and I'll
do it. No, you got to do it. If you go to a place yourself and you want to do it, that's on you. But I'm not going to do it.
Speaking of Miller Park and the Brewers, they are still in MLB, right? They're still in the major leagues. Is that correct? Simple question. Are the Brewers in the major leagues?
Yeah. And one other question. What was with all the traffic jams in town last night?
I don't know. Was there an accident?
On Bloomout, near Miller Park, was something going on last night?
I don't know, but you're throwing me off my perfect tease, dude.
But you just asked me about the Brewers. They just reminded me. Go ahead.
Well, save it.
No, go ahead.
All right. Speaking of Miller Park, hey, are the Brewers still in the major leagues?
So that's what you're going to ask me? Last time I checked, yes.
Then why are they acting like such a minor league team? What am I talking about? We'll tell you next. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman.
Yeah, I know it was busy around town, but there was the horrible policeman death, and there was the funeral procession and all that. I get that. That was earlier in the day. I'm talking 6:30 at night. You couldn't get around town last night. So some of these guys were calling in, and I know what happened in town yesterday, but it wasn't at 6:30 at night. And I was like, 6:30, you couldn't get around Bloomout.
I don't know when that was. I know it happened yesterday in the afternoon.
Yeah, we're all aware of that. And it's horrible that another policeman had to die in this community.
I mean, agree.
Yeah.
100% agree.
So, back to the Brewers.
Back to sports?
Yeah.
All right. What are they doing, man?
Yeah, they're doing this again this year.
The Brewers. I want to find the tweet because they're like, not only are they, and I love the Brewers social media team. I do. They're really good. But they're like, there's a Wisconsin resident only Cubs pregame sale today. And it starts at 9, so it starts in 6 minutes. Where if you have a Wisconsin residency, you can buy tickets before anybody else because the single game tickets go on sale Saturday. But this morning, the Cubs games go on sale as a pre-sale for Wisconsin residents only. They tweeted out last night, the Brewers did any claims that this pre-sale is an attempt to prevent Cubs fans from getting Brewers tickets are, well, pretty accurate, actually. Look, you won the division. I'm going to act like it a little bit, or no? Is that out of bounds to say?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten like three or four, because I'm a season ticket holder, so I've got three or four different emails from Brewers.com in the last couple of days, reminding me that their presale is today. Wisconsin resident presale. Okay. And I just got one an hour ago. It's coming up in an hour, that presale. And they're talking about game 163 and, do your part as a Wisconsinite and get into the ballpark. Okay, the Brewers have done their part as far as winning 163 and winning the division. Okay. Yeah, I don't... It didn't help last year, and it's not going to help this year. If the Cub fan beats Brewer fan to get these tickets, then okay, that's on Brewer fan. But you know, having the pre-sale, you know, you shouldn't have to. This isn't the route we should have to be taking anymore.
In a way, kudos to the Brewers because they are looking out for the fans, because what they're doing is letting you guys buy the tickets first so that you can jack up the price on the secondary market. So that's really what this is doing, because if you've got the chance to sell a ticket for $300 to a Cubs fan or buy it for 80 and go to the game? I mean, by all means, sell it. Look.
But, okay, what about the Brewer fan who's selling it, but a Brewer fan wants to buy tickets? I tried to buy Brewer Cup tickets in April last year, and I didn't want to pay $300 for tickets.
Well, we've talked about this, and we're going to talk about it again this season. It's sheer volume. You can't outsell Cubs fans.
No, I hate
Chicago's got 6 million people strolling around that town.
I hate that when guys buy tickets for the sole purpose of reselling them for extraordinary prices on the secondary market. That bothers me.
Hell, I might do this.
I don't like that.
I'm going to buy a 4-pack of tickets at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to sell them to a Cubs fan and make that's a quick G I can make.
I don't like that, though.
Well, why would I
don't. These tickets are...
I hate going to those games. I can make a quick G.
Well,
the Brewers are like basically tweeting out, hey, if you live in Wisconsin, who wants to make a quick G? Okay, well, I will.
You hate going to those games. You went to game 163 with me last year at Wrigley. And how fun was that?
I will go to Wrigley.
We won in their house.
I will go to Wrigley a million times before I go to Miller Park again for another Cubs-Brewers game.
There's more Cub fans there.
They're different.
There's more Cub fans there.
They are different.
Wasn't that great walking out of their ballpark last year with the division championship?
It was fantastic. But the Cubs fans that go to Wrigley go there to watch a baseball game. The Cubs fans that come to Miller Park go there to crap all over our toilets and throw food all over the place and try to get in fights.
Have you seen what their park looks like? Hey, some of us guys in the media, we almost got in fights with Cub fans last year as we were making our way down to the Brewer locker room. All of us. Ask your buddy from the what's the thing you subscribe to? The Athletic. I always want to call it the National, the old sports newspaper. The Athletic.
Oh, Murray?
Murray. A fan was coming after him, a couple of them. And I told Murray, I got your back here.
Murray
and
can handle his own.
Murray's a little guy. I'm not saying he can't, but Murray laid it all back up there.
And I told Murray, got a quick left jab.
I told Murray, I got your back.
So
me and him became boys after that.
We're going to take a break, and I'm going to buy some tickets online, and I'm going to sell them and make a quick $1,000.
I don't like that.
This is easy.
I don't like that.
Thanks, Brewers.
Yep. Make it all that more tough to get into Miller Park. What a good price for people.
Thanks for having a small market complex. You just made me $1,000. Yeah. Appreciate it. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.